First, though, as the Federal Treasurer puts the final touches on the budget he'll deliver tomorrow night, he's promising it will be a very Labor budget that helps the poor. He says it won't shirk the tough decisions and has warned that some of those decisions will be met with disappointment. Having already broken some key election promises, such as the emissions trading scheme starting next year and not tampering with the 30% private health insurance rebate, the government faced the prospect of widespread criticism if it also backed away from its promise of a universal paid parental leave scheme. So it's announced its plan and included it in the budget papers, though it's been delayed until 2011. Business has broadly welcomed it, saying that employers won't delay or wind back their own paid parental leave schemes. We'll hear about that in just a moment. But one industry group has told The World Today that some employers might roll the two schemes into one by topping up the government's 18 weeks of minimum wage. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
John Howard often characterised his budgets as tough but fair. The Labor government says it's been forced to make some very, very tough decisions right across the board.
Well, there's no doubt that there will be tough decisions in the budget tomorrow night.
There's no argument on that, at least, from the Green Senator Rachel Sewart and the National Senator Barnaby Joyce.
I suspect it's going to be very tough.
It's going to be very tough.
The government isn't using the word fair, though it is implied. The Treasurer says it's a very Labor budget. So-called middle-class welfare is in Wayne Swan's sights.
We will have to rein in expenditure. Everybody will have to do their bit. And some people will have the capacity to do more than others.
Labor backbenchers are stressing the pain aspect.
The indications are that there will be some pain.
There's going to be some pain for people in the community, and that means there's going to be some political pain for all of us.
As the Treasurer puts the finishing touches on his second budget, the government's political strategy is emerging, saying the previous administration behaved as if the mining boom would never end, spending up big, with that spending now having to be reined in.
Well, it is the case that the previous government at the top of the mining boom did spend relatively freely, and we know that because Mr Costello has said that himself in Mr Howard's biography.
But the Coalition isn't having a bar of any blame, instead criticising the government's big borrowing strategy.
Well, this is the week that Australians begin paying the price for Labor's reckless policies. This is the week that Australians begin receiving the bill for Rudd's recklessness.
Big fat debt. A lot of debt, and even more debt.
This is going to be a big taxing, big spending, putting huge debt onto a future generation budget. That's why it's going to be a Labor budget.
Sheeting home the blame for the global financial crisis is like, the town drunk turning up as president of the Temperance League.
To balance the gloom, there's the promise of some good news. Though it's still more than 18 months away, the government's pledging a universal paid parental leave scheme, with the primary carer, if they're in the workforce, paid the federal minimum wage for 18 weeks. There's no guarantee business won't wind back their paid parental leave schemes or hold off implementing them until the government scheme comes into force. But the Families Minister, Jenny Macklin, doesn't think that'll happen, seizing on the support of one employer group.
I think it's important that you listen to what business is saying, and the Australian Industry Group spokesperson, Heather Ridout's, come out today saying she does not believe it will spell the end of employer-sponsored schemes.
One bugbear for business has been ironed out. The Australian Industry Group says it's good the government's indicated employers won't have to pay superannuation on the paid parental leave entitlements. But the Chamber of Commerce and Industry still has some reservations. Chief Executive Peter Anderson maintains business shouldn't have to bear the costs of administering the government scheme.
There are some hidden costs which the government will either need to compensate business for, or else the government would need to administer the scheme in its own right.
Knowing that the scheme will come into force in 2011, do you think some businesses will either drop their schemes at that point, or if they were planning to implement a scheme, may hold off?
No, I don't think so. The companies that have put in place paid maternity leave schemes have done so because they want to be leaders in this area, and because there is a business case for those companies to do more than what the general economy is doing. And that business case will still exist. I think we will see some of those companies look at the framework of their schemes and may modify some of the framework of their schemes once a government scheme comes in.
Pay less?
I don't think pay less, no. I think those companies will look to see where the government is providing a payment and then still want to provide something beyond what the government is doing. And that could be in the form of additional payments of weeks or a higher rate of pay than what the government's providing, or expanding the eligibility than what the government scheme provides for.
But if business were, for example, to decide to top up the government scheme, that would be a saving to business though, wouldn't it? By the minimum wage amount?
Oh, well, yes, it would. But, of course, these businesses are currently applying schemes on a voluntary basis, and those businesses are also contributing to the revenue base, which is funding this public scheme. So I don't think businesses should be disadvantaged or discriminated against just because they have already taken action well in advance of any government scheme. And as I said, they will look at their schemes and still look to provide some better entitlements and better incentives than what the government community-based scheme provides.
Peter Anderson from the Chamber of Commerce and Industry speaking there to Alexandra Kirk.